Quick Trip is a privately held company, but there was a time you were considering going public, and you actually went to Wall Street.
Yeah.
What made you decide not to go public?
They're crooks.
How do you mean that?
Oh. Well, they want to know about our P&L and our information, and they were interested. And we were going to two new markets, and we felt like it would be great to have some more capital in the company. They said, so you're going to these new markets, and that's going to increase sales, and that's going to increase profits and so forth. And I said, well, we said no. I said, no, when we go to new markets, we lose money for 5, 6, 7 years. I said, you can't say that.
You decided, sitting in New York, this is not for us.
Right. Right. This project that I worked on after I wasn't CEO all had to do with making sure that we didn't have to be public even for reporting purposes. We knew we weren't going to go to Wall Street, but there's all these rules now that the government thought up. If you have 500 shareholders, then you have to be public for reporting purposes, which is a big pain. And our employees own a lot of stock. They've always, pretty much always, owned shares. And first they could buy them, and now we have an employee stock ownership plan, and we give them shares. But they don't vote. They count as one vote, all the employees in the ESOP, so it keeps us from being public for reporting purposes. We think long-term, always a thought long-term, so if you're 77, it's fairly depressing. We've always thought long-term because short-term decisions have long tails. You just want to think long-term.
You came up with your own brand for some things, like when Red Bull came out, the high-energy drink. Did you sell Red Bull for a while?
And
you still do?
I think so.
But then you came up with your own high-energy drinks and brands.
Yeah. We've had our own names for things over time.
That competes against Red Bull.
Yeah, but I mean, supermarkets, you know, they're full of house labels. Whether it's green beans or whatever it is, with milk or whatever. And so things that are important to us, we only have our own cigarette brand. We have all sorts of things with our own brand on it. Because you can sell it cheaper. You can buy it cheaper.
So energy drinks, like who made up the names? Rooster Booster?
Yeah.
Donkey Kick?
Yeah.
Ram Jam and Dr. Dog?
Yeah, well, that's all our marketing group. A big part of what we do is we have a group that really makes corporate buys. There's buyers in the divisions who deal with Coca-Cola or whoever the local vendor is, but then we have a group of people who buy stuff for the whole company. That's cigarettes and some things that are very tricky. They're the ones that create new products, new sandwiches, new whatever, and give things funny names.
It just occurs to me, while you branded your own gasoline and high-energy drinks and sandwiches and so forth, did you ever think about making a Quick Trip pop, Quick Trip soda?
Yeah.
But you didn't do that, did you?
Yeah. I mean, some of those products, they have names, but it's not Quick Trip. I don't know why. I mean, I'm not.
Okay, so you do have your own soda?
Well, some of them. I mean, you got to have Coke and Pepsi and all the big names.
Right.
You know, a lot of our sales are fountain drinks. And some of them have names, and mostly they're big names.
And that's where you came up with containers then for drinks, like the squirts
and
the coolies.
Yeah, sure.
And these are, everybody knows, containers with a straw. The coolies were with a straw in it. People get really protective of that, and they keep them in their offices and in their cars and with your label on it.
So,
it's a great way to have your brand out in the community.
Yeah, I have a coffee cup that's probably 15 years old and probably contaminated, but I use it at home because we buy coffee and brew it at home, and I've got this old cup. My wife has this old cup, and we're not sure if it's sanitary, but we keep using them.
They've been there for years and years and years.
Yeah.